we present the amusingly transcribed adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, starring America's favorite couple, Ozzie Nelson and Harriet Hilliard. Baseball game going on in the front hall of Nelson's house this morning. That's David Nelson pitching, and that little fella crouching low is Key Nelson. He's going to be catching.
Here we go.
It looks like they're catching.
Yeah,
there's
no ballpark. If you want to play baseball, go on outside. Can't we just throw a ball easy?
No, not today. Come on now, go on outside. I have a lot of work to do.
What's going on, Mom? Something special?
Of course, didn't you know? Putting a party here this afternoon.
A party? Whose birthday is it?
It's not a birthday party. Mrs. Randolph's cousin's getting married, and we're giving her a nice shower.
I hope you never get married, boy. I hate to get washed.
Now, this happens to be a different kind of a shower.
He knows it, Mom. He's just trying to be funny.
You're just jealous because you didn't say it.
Oh, yeah?
Now, that's enough now. I wish you fellas would pick up some of your things before you go out. I've got so much to do, and the women will be here at 2:30.
What's that, Mom?
Well, there's somebody's jacket over that chair.
It's not mine.
I don't care whose it is. Whoever owns it, hang it up.
I think it's Pop.
Does that include Pop, too?
It certainly does. It includes everybody.
And you better hang this up, Mom.
What's the new Easter hat doing on the floor?
We're reusing it for home plate.
Home plate?
I'll see you later, folks.
Wait for me. Wait a minute. Not so fast. Pick up all these things, and then you can go out. Come on now. Hurry up.
I really mean business this morning, boy.
Get your mitt if you're in the chair.
Oh, hi, boys.
Oh, hi, Pop.
Have you seen your mother?
I think she just went upstairs.
Are you looking for her?
Oh, I'm looking for my breakfast. Kitchen table's all cleaned up.
We finished breakfast a long time ago.
Well, I know, but yeah, I overslept a little. And the shower was nice and warm. Wait a minute, I'll make the excuses to your mother.
You better practice on us, because Mom's in a nervous mood.
Oh, I'll see when I find her.
Okay, Mom. We're supposed to go outside, Pop.
See you later, Pop.
Come on, out the back way.
Oh, good morning, dear. Would you hang that coat?
Now, wait a minute, Harriet. Not so fast. Can a man have something to eat before he's ordered around?
Well, there's a nice glass of orange just in the icebox.
Yes, I know. I drank that.
Oh, there's so much work to do today. I just don't know where to begin. I wish you'd pick up some of your things. I don't know how many pairs of shoes I put in the bedroom, and the bathroom is just a mess.
Well, I can't take a shower without splashing a little water.
You left your wet towels in a heap and the floor looked a swimming pool. I'll never get this house beaten up.
For goodness sake, take it easy, will you? The house looks fine. It always does.
These showers, anyway. Sometimes I think they're more trouble than they're worth.
Oh, Harriet, for goodness sake, you're getting all upset over nothing.
You're certainly no help. Listen, I've got so much to do.
Look, tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Don't get mad at me.
Who's getting mad? So far, I've had a delicious breakfast of one glass of pure cold orange juice.
Cold.
Yes, it was. It was ice cold, and it tasted as if you put a quinine tablet in it.
Look, dear, if you want some breakfast, go help yourself. Or I'll stop my work and get it for you.
No, no. I wouldn't think of being a clog in this efficiency campaign. I'll happily step right out of your way. How about lunch? Would it help matters if I didn't come back for lunch?
Oh, so that would be a big help if you don't mind eating out.
Whatever you say.
Oh, my goodness. Look at the time. I'd better get there. Don't forget to hang your coat up, Pop.
I will not. I'm going to wear my coat.
Hey, Oz.
Huh? Oh, hello there, Thorny.
You'll have to catch a death of cold sitting on the curb there.
It wouldn't make much difference. Who'd care? You're looking at a man who's just been practically kicked out of his own house.
How come?
I don't know. All this and Harriet's off on some big cleanup campaign.
Oh, stop sounding so tragic.
Have you ever been ordered out of the house because you left a few things lying around?
No. I've been ordered back in the house, pick them up.
I don't know what got in Harriet all of a sudden. Do you know what she said to me just a few minutes ago? She said she wished that showers had never been invented. Just because I splashed up the bathroom a little.
Oh, she was probably kidding. You know what a good sense of humor she has.
As she used to. Tell you, the sudden cleanup campaign has me a little worried.
It does seem a little strange. After all, you're not a particularly sloppy person.
I don't think so either. I'm certainly not as sloppy as a lot of guys I know.
Please, don't dare. You make me self-conscious.
Well, wait a minute, Sonny. I just got an idea. You mentioned Harriet's sense of humor a moment ago.
Well, what about it?
Suppose we try to bring her at us by appealing to that side of her nature.
Why, huh?
Well, since Harriet thinks I'm so sloppy, what would she think if somebody came over to our house and put on an act? You know, was real sloppy.
I don't know, huh?
Which show that I'm not so bad after all. Especially if fellow were a next-door neighbor. What is it, Arnie?
I don't know if I could do it convincingly or not, huh?
Oh, sure you could. You could put on a great act. For an old pal.
Well...
In the first place, you could come over dressed like a real bum. You could be wearing a... Come over just as you are.
I forward your compliment to my tailor. The Minneapolis Paper Twine Company.
And could come in smoking a big cigar.
Yes, that's
it. You come over in some dirty old ragged clothes. See, you toss your coat on the floor, flick ashes on the rug. They give the house a going over.
And then Harriet gives me a going over.
Don't be silly. Afterwards, I'll tell Harriet it's only a joke.
Oh, swell. I see you both carrying me out of the house and laughing like crazy.
Barney, she'd see how silly the whole thing is. Come on, nothing's going to happen.
You're right. Nothing is going to happen because I'm not going to do it.
Look, I'll take full responsibility. I'll tell Harriet it was all my idea, and I'll clean the whole mess up myself.
You promise?
I promise. Scout's honor.
Well, in that case, let's think of some more things I could do. If I walk through our house and I'll have plenty of mud on my shoes.
How about a glass of beer in your hand and swallow a little on the rug?
What time shall I make it, Oz?
Oh, why don't you make it a little after lunch? Say about 2:30.
Okay, Oz, 2:30 sharp.
Hi, Pop.
Oh, hello, boys. Have you seen your mother?
She's in the kitchen. Well, you ought to see all the food in there.
Food? What kind of food?
Funny little cakes and cookies and dinky little sandwiches.
Well, what kind of a lunch is that? That's carrying neatness a little too far.
I don't think it's for lunch, Pop. It's for the party.
Party? What party?
Didn't you know? Mom's giving a party here this afternoon.
What's this?
Yeah, Mrs. Randolph's cousin is getting married to some guy.
Yep, another poor sucker's been trapped.
Holy smokes, a shower today? Well, no wonder. So that's... Oh, for goodness sakes. See, I'd better tell Phoebe.
I don't think men are invited, Pop.
Not even the girl?
Of course not.
Sure he is. He's supposed to eat the sandwiches. The condemned man ate a party meal.
I'll be right back, boys.
Where are you going, Pop?
Well, there's been a little mistake here. I have to hurry next door and tell Mr. Thornberry.
Hello, dear.
Ooh, what's it? Harriet, I was just leaving.
Oh, that's all right, dear. I'm a little ahead of myself, so I thought you fellas would like me to fix some lunch for you.
Oh, sure, Mom.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
You're not for me, Harriet. I was just leaving.
Something the matter?
Well, I want to speak to Thorny about something.
But the girls will be arriving pretty soon. Can't you wait until later?
That's just it. It's later than you think. Thorny, thank goodness I found you.
What's the hurry? Yes, we got lots of time, yeah?
That's just it. The whole gag is off. Now, will you hear the latest turn of events? I've discovered why Harriet was so particular about keeping the house in order. See, I've forgotten all about it, but she's giving a bridal shower for Betty Randolph Day at our house.
A bridal shower? Holy smokes, what an embarrassing thing that would have been.
Yeah, that's why I hurried over. Imagine walking in on all those girls.
Especially that crummy outfit I was going to wear.
It's lucky I got you time. Isn't that of an awful?
Terrible.
I wonder what the reaction would be to a thing like that. They're all standing around. Chicken, two donkeys. Charlie, Bobby. All of a sudden, the door opens and in walks this dirty old bum. I can hear the teacups break now.
You're right over my head.
Boy, I'm glad I caught you in time.
I'll say this much, it did liven the party up, that's for sure.
As a matter of fact, I can go over big and get a big laugh.
You really think so?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes things like that on the spur of the moment. Of course, we'll never find out. Naturally, we have to call the whole thing off.
Naturally.
Well, we do, Thorny.
Of course.
couldn't take a chance on a thing like that.
That's what I said. It's kind of fun, though.
Some guys are crazy enough to pull a stunt like that.
Yeah, some guys. But not us.
No, no, not us.
In the first place, a guy had to be a real professional comedian to pull off a stunt like that.
Oh, not necessarily.
I suppose if the costumes were funny enough.
Oh, sure. If a guy's crazy enough, he'd buy one of those false looses. You know, they had mustache attached. He had those phony teeth and wear a pair of glasses, huh?
Hey, your boy Will had an outfit like that last Halloween, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he's still somewhere around the house.
Yeah, I remember. I didn't even recognize him when he rang our doorbell.
No, it's impossible to recognize a person.
So you know what'd really be funny? See, you're all dressed up in this outfit. And when you come in...
Just a second, I'm not dressing up any outfit.
No, I'd say you were. I'm simply figuring how a couple of crazy guys would do this thing. See, you come in and you say, I'm looking for a shower. Well, you know, an accent. I'm looking for a shower. Then I say, you've come to the right place, and I let you have it with a bottle of salsa water.
I don't think that's very funny, huh?
I get my clothes all wet.
So what? You'll be wearing your old clothes.
That's true. Hey, I've got a top for it. I have a bottle of salsa water, too, see? After you squirt at me, I'll squirt you right back.
No, that's overdoing it. Don't you see that spoils the subtle humor of the whole thing?
No, it doesn't. This way we get two laughs instead of only one.
You think so?
Well, sure. Now, I got to think of a line that'll be the cue for you to let have it.
You say something, and then I let you have it the seltzer water.
That's right.
Well, that's easy. You come in and you say something about you're looking for a shower. I say, well, you come to the right place, or you look like you need one, and then you say, let me have it. Sally, I give you that seltzer water right in the face.
Yeah, but don't get it. I give it right back to you. Oh, it's a man.
Hey, it's funny, though. Now, you sure Harry didn't recognize
you. Oh, positive. I'll even disguise my voice.
Who would you say you are?
I'll make up some crazy name.
Well, what time should I come over?
Oh, why don't you make it, say, about 3:30 when the party's right at its height?
It's gonna be terrific.
That's funny. You realize that on the New York stage, they pay guys big money to think up sketches like this?
Oh,
sure.
Don't be late now.
I'll see you at 8:30.
There's no show business.
You would. I think you know everybody.
Oh, Harriet! Oh,
Harriet!
Oh,
it'll close the
door,
Harriet.
Hello,
Clark. Oh, honey, I hope I'm not too late. Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me lately. No matter what time I start getting ready, I just never do seem to be in time for anything, and that's honest truth.
Oh, we're glad to see you. Come on in.
Oh, dear. Oh, listen. Before we join the girls, I've got some news for you, honey.
Oh, what's that?
Well, you've heard of Dr. Chandler Honk.
I seem to remember the name.
He's going to speak at the Woman's Club next week. You know, he wrote that marvelous, positively marvelous book about something or other. Well, I met him the other day. I'm the program committee, and I have several things to talk over with him. How much, and can't you do a cheater, and things like that.
Well, what news you have?
Well, Harriet, honey, I hope you don't mind, but I happened to mention the bridal shower today, and he volunteered to stop by for a few minutes and give a little talk. And free.
Oh, Carol, that's wonderful. What time are you going to stop by?
Well, he said he'd make it about 3:30. But, honey, listen, I better warn you. He's kind of a weird-looking character. And he talks with a kind of a Viennese accent. You know how psychiatrists are.
Oh, sure. Well, it's okay. But don't tell anybody yet, though, huh? We'll keep a surprise, shall we?
Well, anything you say, honey. Oh, Harriet, your house just looks lovely.
Oh, thanks, Clara. Come on in and join the girls, dear.
No, thanks. I'll just sit here a while.
Do you think everybody's having a good time?
Oh, yes. Somehow I have a feeling the party's going to liven up even more a little later.
I hope so. Would you care for any refreshments?
No, not right now. How about a little seltzer water in your Coke there?
What are you doing with that?
You mean the seltzer bottle?
Don't point it at me. It might go off.
Oh, not for a few minutes yet. But... Go ahead, dear. Don't worry about me. It's a wonderful party.
All right. You be careful with that thing.
Hi, Pa.
Hi, Pa.
Oh, hello, boys.
Have they served the cake yet?
No, not yet. Why don't you have some sandwiches?
Not me. A house full of women.
So what?
They always want to kiss me. Oh, stop bragging. I'm bragging. Can I help it if I'm irresistible to old women? Well, maybe we can get some cake later.
Say, why don't you guys stick around for a while? There's going to be some entertainment in a few minutes.
Who's going to entertain?
I am.
Let's go, Ricky. See you later.
All right, but hurry back. There's going to be a lot of fun around here.
Okay, Pop.
The April showers may come your way. This is it. Come in.
Good afternoon. Is this Nelson residence?
That's right.
Thorny, you look marvelous.
I beg your pardon.
What an accent. Won't you come in, Mr.
The name is Honk. Dr. Shan Honk. Oh,
sorry, that name is a little unbelievable.
Perhaps I've come to the wrong house. Is this where the shower has been given?
Yes, sir. You've come to the right place, Doctor.
Thorny, what a grotesque makeup.
I beg your pardon.
Why didn't you wear the other teeth?
They are being repaired. I took them the other day.
Oh, Harriet.
Yes, dear.
Harriet, I'd like you to meet the professor. What was the name again?
Honk. Dr. Chandler Honk.
Oh, how do you do, Doctor? We're so glad you could come. Girls, I have a very pleasant surprise for you.
Oh, all right, I have a surprise for you, Professor.
You have a surprise for me?
Yes, I have.
What is it?
No, no, Thorn, let me have it.
Ozzie, what are you mumbling about? I'd like you to meet some of the girls, Dr. Hong.
No, just a Harriet. I have something for you, Professor.
I beg your pardon.
No, Thorn, let me have it. Come on, you big coward.
I should like to meet all these charming ladies.
Come on, stall
it. I'll bring this chair over for you, Professor.
Well, I'll carry it, Mrs. Nelson.
Oh, no, I can make it.
Oh, no, I insist. Let me have it.
Just a minute. What did you say, Professor?
I simply said, let me have it.
I thought you were never going to say it.
Ozzie, what have you done with Dr. Hong?
Calm down, everybody. I'm afraid the joke's on you, dear. Wait till you see who Professor Hong really is. Take off your nose, Professor. Harriet. Come on in, Thorny. Professor Honk is... Come on in, Thorny.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jose Gonzalez, and I'm looking for a shower.
Thorny, what happened to you?
Just give it away?
Will somebody at least give me a towel?
Terribly sorry, Professor. I don't know what this is all about.
Believe me, Harriet, I didn't think the professor was real. You see, Professor, Mr. Funberry and I had this joke all planned. He was going to wear some shabby clothes and a funny face. Nappy, I thought that you would... I thought...
No, please, a towel.
Here you are, Professor. I'm so sorry. For goodness sakes, our fun is fun, but you don't have to squirt people with seltzer water.
It was part of the joke. Thorny was supposed to say, let me have it. And then I was supposed to squirt him. We thought it funny. I'm awfully sorry, Professor.
But why... Personally, I find the whole situation very amusing. Look, I'm laughing. You see, now you are.
I'm laughing.
Now Mr. Hoosberg is laughing. The women are laughing. Everybody is laughing.
Here's an honest sense of humor.
Of course. May I have that seltzer bottle for a moment, dear?
Here you are, Professor.
Enjoy life. Have fun. Play joke.
Sure.
Now, Mr. Nelson, he has fun. He is a pissy. What a wonderful joke. When I say, what was it I said?
Let me have it. Yes.
I beg your pardon.
Let me have it.
It's a pleasure. Wasn't that fun? Now, Mr. Hockberry. rotten word. Now, if I say that word, I'm going to scream at you. That's the word.
Oh, come on, Harriet. Don't get sore. You're sport.
Getting sore. I just want to join in the fun. How do you operate this thing?
Now, Harriet, look out. Where are you pointing that?
I'm pointing it right at you, dear, and I dare you to say, let me have it.
Oh, Harriet, now, please don't.
Come on, say it.
You won't like it.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Come on, say it.
Okay, here goes. Let me have it.
Ozzie Nelson, don't you dare speak to me.
Well, Harriet, it isn't my fault you had the Bible pointed at yourself.
Well, this is the first shower I've ever been to where everybody got one, and that's the honest truth.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.